sees a brand new morning since the morning you moved in.
Good morning, friend.
Good morning, friend.
Good morning, friend.
Good morning, friend.
Yes, I'm feeling like a million since I got you living in.
Different players, different strokes.
But let me tell you about one thing I know. Everybody's got a seed to sow. Set your heart apart, take it down the road. Everybody's got a seed to sow.
Oh, we're back on WPTF with all the puppies out here. Having a great time this morning. There are more of them too. They keep this area here near the back. We're kind of near the back. If you want to come join us this morning, you'll have to walk a little bit, which is good. I just walked out of my car because I forgot my English breakfast tea this morning, and I need that for some reason. It's good. So this is a Weekend Gardener on WPTF, a tradition for 40 years, and something that the late William Friday called an institution. How about that?
That institution has been molded by some great people. I remember back in the day when it was only 15 minutes.
That was called the Tar Heel Gardener.
Tar Heel Gardener, and then we came on down the line, and then a fellow named Mike Raley took over, Hall of Famer.
And working into the ground.
On 40 years.
Yeah.
Working on 50 years with the station.
Right, next year.
Some of us just work to live, Paul.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm going to do this early.
Because it's so. Jordan, you know, I wish you would.
Appropriate. Yeah. Cliff Joyner.
Right.
A trophy carries dust. Memories last forever. Mary Lou Retton.
You know, I saw a replay of the 84 Olympics yesterday, some of that, and her participation in it, and her perfect 10. And
yes.
And I think about all the adversity she's had in her life.
Right. And the young lady today, Simone Biles.
Who
is like a magic angel.
I've never seen anything like that. I mean, they're all good, obviously, but I took two semesters of gymnastics at NC State.
Is that what's wrong with your head?
I didn't fall, but I thought I was on the trampoline, but I was never in better shape in my life than I was taking that.
Now, you were also a lifeguard.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of you being a lifeguard.
That picture of the lifeguard, the reason I was in such great shape, had the muscles and the ripped stomach, was because of gymnastics.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, I learned to do all kinds of stuff with that, but I only took two semesters of it. I wish I could have taken more because it's really good for you. I mean, it's just extraordinary the things that these people do. But even, you know, everybody in that class could do some really interesting things, jumping over a side horse and grabbing the handles as you're running and jumping over it and stretching out and using the parallel bars and flipping over and landing on top.
The skipping count? I can still skip.
We didn't skip, but I tell you, that trampoline was dangerous. I was scared of the trampoline, but that was one of the things we had to, you know, we had to do certain things to pass to do well on the course. I don't remember what I did, but I sure did work at it. I think I made a B, maybe. I don't know if he gave anybody an A, but that was I love gymnastics, and these sweet old dogs out here are just having the best time. And I hope that folks will come to the Graham Building at the State Farmers Market and enjoy the Pet Expo today.
State Fairgrounds
in Raleigh. William is in North Raleigh. William, how can we help you this morning?
Well, first thing, I had this Dalmatian, and you know, they say the difference between wolf and a dog is wolves are clueless as far as picking up on humans, way they feel or whatever. But anyway, when my dog, this Dalmatian, anytime I called him, he'd come to me. Except when I wanted to give him a bath.
Oh, he didn't like the bath, huh?
I don't know whether it was muscle tone or what, but I could be as casual as I could be, but if I wanted to give him a bath.
Well, my kids and my grandchildren love baths, but it's because they have so many toys and stuff in there. Maybe your dog needed to have more toys in the tub with him.
Well, I just gave him a bath in grass with a hose. Water hose.
I got you. So how can we help you today, William?
Okay. I grew up in Smithfield. I was born in 1950.
Yeah.
And are you familiar with a catalpa tree?
With what now?
A catalpa tree.
Cataljus root?
Catalpa.
Catalpa root. Are you familiar with that, Paul?
Catalpa tree?
Yeah.
Oh, there are some trees in Nash County, just outside of Nashville. It's a whole long row of them. Somebody planted them along their road.
Pretty tree.
Yeah, they're very interesting. Australian or?
And they have seed pods. They long brown seed pods.
Right.
Anyway, when I was a kid, we used to smoke them and call them Indian cigars.
All right, now you're talking. Did
you ever try any Indian cigars?
Right, I did corn silks.
Uh-huh.
Rabbit tobacco?
Yeah, I smoked rabbit tobacco and a corn cob pipe.
How about that?
You must have grown up on a farm.
Do you have that type of tree there, William?
I hadn't seen any in North Raleigh, but we used to have them in Smithfield, and then I moved to Wilmington. And we lived beside a preacher's family, and I taught their kids to smoke those Indian cigars, and she thought it was pretty funny.
I bet so.
Well, that's a new one on me. I remember that one.
Well, William, I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Okay.
You have a nice day.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye. Let's go to Steve. Steve, good morning.
Hey, hi guys.
Hey Steve, how are you?
I'm well. I'm getting stronger every day.
Good for you.
And I'm able to stay out a little longer. Just the heat.
I'll tell you, Steve, if you've been out this morning, it's lovely. It really is. The humidity's lower.
I was waiting on you guys. So.
Yeah.
Well,
don't have to wait on us.
Blooming now, so we're hoping the rain will bring another flush later in the month.
I assume you have a number of rebloomers, Steve.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. I've already seen some latescapes on some, but we're hoping that the rain will help. It's just been too wet to do anything out there.
Yeah.
I ended up buying me a battery-operated lawnmower. Got so bad that the deck was rotting out on it, so I invested in a battery.
Well, I'm seeing more and more rechargeable lawnmowers. And a lot of people enjoy them. And I think, it probably depends on...
I haven't been able to test mine yet because it's so wet.
Yeah, and I don't know how big a lawn you can have. I'm sure there are lawnmowers with bigger batteries, and, they're improving them all the time. But if you have a relatively small yard, and I may be totally wrong, you may be able to do it with big yards, but I don't think there are any. I don't know if there are any riding lawnmowers that are battery operated.
There are.
Are there?
There are. Yeah.
Battery-operated riding lawnmowers.
How about that? Okay.
Yeah. They're not going to completely replace at this point a gas riding mower for really large yards. But the key with the battery-powered equipment is take care of the battery. And look at your owner's manual and pay close attention to your battery care as far as charging it, how you store it, and that kind of stuff. Because that's where the real expense is in that equipment, is the battery and getting the longevity out of that equipment.
Yeah. Sometimes it costs almost as much for a new battery as it is for a whole piece of equipment. With hand drills, that's the way it is. Battery is almost more expensive than buying a set.
The batteries are expensive, but that's the key to it all.
Projects out there in this morning, so we're hoping to get some work done with the good weather.
Yeah, it's very nice.
I got a little joke for you. What do you call a baby in the military?
You got me.
Gee, I don't know.
The infantry.
I'll tell you. I don't know if we'd have to ask Richard to see if that's right up there. That's a good start. That's a good start, Steve.
All right. I love you guys.
You have a great day. Get out there and do some work. It's a beautiful day.
And don't complain about the rain, Steve.
Yeah, don't complain about the rain, Steve.
I'm not complaining about the rain. It's just that I can't get any work done with it.
Well, that's all right. Just relax. Watch the rain.
The conversation with your four-part friend.
With who?
I'm four-legged. I'm having a good
conversation. Oh, yeah. Well, they're active over here.
Well, did your reporter come back yet?
No. He's still over there, and he started barking. It's the darndest thing. We can't get a thing out of him except a barking.
He's having too much fun.
So I asked. I mean, it makes sense. I asked him what they were saying, and he told me.
All right, you guys have fun.
Hey, thank you. We are. All right, you're listening to – actually, you're listening to dogs.
Yeah, right now.
Barking. But you're listening to the Weekend Gardener here on WPTF. Yeah, did the rain deter you from doing any work in the garden there, Rufus?
Well, no, I found it a good time to go around with my clippers and cut out some dead leaves of plants and shrubs.
Yeah, I mean, some dead stuff is showing up because of all that heat we've had.
And it's just in between storms. I love being out there. And for my birthday, one of my friends got me a fan that you carry around in your pocket. You turn it on, that little booger does some good work. And so I can walk around with my clippers in my right hand and my fan in my left hand and do very well.
You need to get something that you can put around your neck so it blows up in your face.
I have one of those. I haven't tried it yet. That came from that same person. My friend Tara Britt gave me the fan, and I have not tried the one that goes around my neck.
Yeah.
And then it blows up, it says, in your face.
Right. Yeah, that's the way to do it.
And also there's one that says it goes around your waist and blows up your shirt.
Well, oh.
I haven't seen that yet.
Well, that could be an interesting look.
Yeah, I'd hate to fall down with it.
All right, you're listening to The Weekend Gardener. I think I said that, but you can't say it too often. So, Paul, what you got going on?
Well, you do need to stay cool and stay hydrated and you know, do sun protection if you're out working in the garden, you know, especially if you're in the landscape business or –
oh, you know, my goodness,
yeah. Working in this heat.
It's so easy to get dehydrated, especially the older you get.
Yeah. Wide-brimmed hat. Get one of those long-sleeve sun shirts. Protect your skin.
I bought at T.G. Brooks over in Person County when I did a remote for up there on the their gardening corner on Fridays a few weeks ago. I bought a Turner straw hat. I mean, it's real straw. And they go back to the 1800s, the Turner people, maybe back in hats. But they had those there, so I got me one of them. I'll tell you. It's got a wide brim on it. Keeps sun out.
It's the way to go.
It is, yeah.
Yep, it's a whole lot cheaper than getting treated by your dermatologist.
Yeah. Use some sunscreen, too, because it works as well as things can work now. I'm sure they need to develop that a little more.
But I love Rufus's, practice of just getting out in the garden between showers and, you know, carry the hand pruners and just go and inspect things. So much of the fungal diseases and the insect problems can be dealt with very easily if you catch them early and just remove that part of the plant. That's a very effective strategy for keeping things clean and growing well.
Catherine is with us in Cary. Catherine, good morning.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Well, I am doing fine. I called you last summer about my lazy fig tree.
About a lazy fig tree?
The fig tree, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, this year, it was full early. It was full of figs, small figs, about the end of June. But they've been a little hard knots. And today, they're beginning to fill out some, but I picked two this morning, and it's like they're rotten. They're just, I can't even cut them. They just are so soft.
The rain, I don't know if the rain, would that have had anything to do with all that rain we had this week? Would it make it mature quicker, some of them? And, I mean, it sounds like it's just over beyond mature.
Well, Catherine, I have fig trees, and normally they have already, they're still about the size of the end of my thumb.
No kidding.
And they normally are, by the middle of July, they're normally ready to eat, except for the first crop that comes along. And I think you just waited out a little bit. You might have a few unusual ones. I don't find that so strange that your figs are acting that way right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, well, you know, they faced all of that extreme heat and, you know, and drought June into July, and then all of a sudden we get a bunch of rain. I mean,
yeah, they just I think I scared it last year when I preached to it, and
oh
yeah,
okay, well, it came forth with fruit
early this year. but they didn't get any bigger than the end of your finger, and now they're beginning to get bigger, but these two weren't edible once I tried to cut into them.
Oh,
so you think they'll come on since we've gotten so much moisture in the rain?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, I mean, they should develop. I can't believe all of them would be like that. I mean, I noticed a couple yesterday. I was eating some off of my tree, and I noticed there were a couple that were really overripe.
Yeah, others aren't yet. But they are.
Yeah, I think you got to get out there and look at them often to kind of catch them, because I think they're maturing pretty quickly.
Just catch them. Yeah.
Yeah.
You beat the yellow jackets and the squirrels.
I had a little crop last year. The squirrels came and picked the bush clean.
Well, so you got to get out there and beat them.
Yeah,
not literally, but I mean, you've got to beat them to the punch.
To give it another good spraying with Imus Garden.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Yes, ma'am. That's squirrel deterrent from Imus Garden.
Yeah.
Catherine, I call us back and let us know if you ever got any of the figs to eat.
Are they brown turkey or what are they, Catherine?
What variety?
Ready for fig preserve since last year. So.
Oh, yeah. I bet so. What variety?
This year. But I was just kind of worried about them since they didn't mature for nearly a month, and now those two were just past mature. So.
What variety are they?
I have no idea.
Okay.
That bush is 20-some years old, and it didn't bear anything until last year.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow.
Well, Catherine, I have some that are 100 years old. And when you cut them back, you might have to wait a year or so, but they seem to like it.
Yeah, well, this one is about to take over my back deck. So when the figs are done, I'm gonna.
Yeah, work on that, boy.
Yeah, yeah, it's not gonna hurt it. It'll help it.
And oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was trying really hard this year, so I need to encourage it. But I'd love to have some good figs too.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much for calling us, Catherine. I appreciate you listening, being a part of it.
Well, thank you. I try to listen just about every Saturday.
Well, none of this just about stuff. Let's do it every Saturday.
Yes.
From now on.
When I'm home.
Okay. Even when you're not home.
Well,
you can listen. I listened in Dubrovnik, Croatia.
Oh, my
So don't
goodness.
Tell me you can't listen when you're not at home.
Yeah, that's no excuse.
No excuse. Thank you, and have a wonderful day. Get outside because it's beautiful.
I love this show. And
thank you so much.
All the chatting that goes and the sharing that goes back and
yes,
forth.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we try.
Yeah.
That's all we can do.
I'm 91, and I've been listening.
Oh, my.
God love you. We got about 20 seconds before the news, Catherine.
Well, I'm 83, Catherine, and I figure I'm a young guy right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Catherine, take care. We'll talk to you next time. All right, more of the Weekend Garden, sir. All right, we're back on WPTF, the Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayley here. And we're at the Pet Expo at the Graham Building, the State Fairgrounds in Raleigh. 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. We are going to head out to the State Farmers Market, and Billy is with us. Billy, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
How's everything, buddy?
Man, everything's going good out here.
Yeah. So it's we're still in the shank of the season for vegetables and fruits out there. Plenty of peaches, I'm sure.
Yes, we have peaches and watermelon, cantaloupe, and canary melon, and blueberries, and blackberries, and nectarines, and plums, apples. Then we have our squash and zucchinis and peppers. We've even got some chocolate and peach, Carolina Reaper. Peppers here.
Well, it sounds like you're well on your way, and lots to choose from all of the folks who come out there, and a lot of people come out there on Saturdays. So what about vegetable-wise? I'm sure plenty of butter beans and crowder peas.
We have some Dixie Lee peas and some crowders and, like I said, butter beans already shelled. They're already in the freezer bags, ready to take them home. A lot of varieties of tomatoes. Eggplant. I bought some of those chunks of eggplant this morning.
Yeah.
A lot of still got sweet potatoes and new potatoes as well.
Well, those are always good. I mean, it's just you can. I'd be satisfied just having vegetable meals. I mean, it's got to be some fat back involved, but vegetable meals. I'm sorry, it's just got to be a little fat back involved. Got to have a little seasoning. Rufus, there was an accident over here, and your Edward Jones book got Dr. Pepper on it. So,
okay.
Yeah, we just we got the dogs, we got the Dr. Pepper, we got all stuff going on here. So I mean, I can eat vegetables about every night, Billy. How about you?
I do. I love vegetables.
Yeah. But you got it. Don't you like a little fat meat in there?
I do. I'm one of those. I like fat fat or either bacon or bacon grease. Yeah, I can take that healthy stuff and maybe push it the wrong way just a little bit.
Oh, now I know there's a little controversy among folks about fat back versus streaky lean. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
A lot of people don't know what streaky lean is no more.
I know. Well, so the fatback is winning. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, fat. It's just a little side meat or streaky lane or. Yeah, it's. What do you prefer, Rufus?
Well, we had an old boy, a palm named Fatback.
As opposed to fat leg.
I choose Fatback. And last night, I took cucumbers, onions, broccoli, potatoes, and that field corn, and stir-fried all of it. Not quite cooking it into submission like my mama used to cook things, but it was very good. And I must say I had no fat back or no streak lean,
right.
So I did olive oil.
Oh, my goodness. Now, Linda's really had an effect on you.
Wasn't that fancy?
No, that's good. That's good stuff. I love a stir-fry with olive oil.
Yeah.
Got to have some squash and onions in there, man. That's good stuff.
They were so
squash
good.
And onions in a cast iron skillet.
That's what I did.
That's what Melissa does.
Now, olive oil is good. Butter is also a great choice. You can go either way.
I don't do the butter that much.
No, you're missing out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Butter is used on a lot of things. You like butter or margarine?
I'm a margarine. Guy. Margarine. I remember back when I was a boy, I've told this before, my mother had some kind of something called the wartime, our butter went to the war effort.
Mm.
And so they had a something you got at the store where there was a little bitty round button and you punctured that button to color the stuff they call margarine.
Is that right?
Oh, my God.
Billy, did you know that?
I did. Now I won't around that.
Okay.
Well, it's just as simple as that.
Yeah, okay, Billy. I just thought I'd throw that in there. I want people to know that I came from an ancient age.
I mean, the old folks didn't tell you about that, Billy?
Maybe a little bit about it, but I probably just didn't pay attention.
Where are you from originally, Billy?
I'm from Goldsboro.
Oh, Goldsboro. Okay, Wayne County boy.
Yeah.
You aren't from out near Outlaw, are you?
No. I'm over around Rosewood area.
Yeah.
You remember a man there that used to be Sheriff Sasser?
I do, James Sasser.
Remember him? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
He was sheriff when I was Attorney General.
Uh-oh.
When I was growing up, it was Sheriff Adams and Sheriff Sasser, and they switched back.
Oh, no. Yeah, I know them, too. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good.
So. So you got plenty of plants out there for selection this morning?
We do. Got big bushes, and I saw some lemon trees, and I saw a lot of peach trees, a lot of different plants to bring inside your house, and a large variety, pretty baskets, and even down to the little succulent that's my wife says they're easier to care for than the other. So a lot of people like those.
Yeah.
And it's not too late to plant. I mean, you do need to pay attention to water, as we were discussing earlier.
Yeah, if you don't mind watering on a regular basis.
Yeah. So.
And if you incorporate good materials into the soil and plant it right, spread those roots out.
Yeah.
You know, I think you'd be okay.
And dig that $50 hole. I'm still amazed at the number of people that would just dig a hole big enough to get the plant in there. I say, come on, please. You're flirting with danger there.
Right, especially if you got a $200 plant.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. $5 hole.
Yeah. Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it.
You kind of pray for a little bit of room for those roots to grow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a great day to plant. There really are some beautiful plants out at the State Farmers Market.
Billy, I don't want to be picking any particular place, but I get my peaches from the Alexander County Taylorsville booth, and they are just so very,
I
very
thought you liked
good.
Candor.
Candor. And I haven't found the Candor place this year. I was going to ask Billy that question. What has happened to the stand that used to be from Candor, North Carolina? Or am I not finding it?
You're kind of putting me on the spot because I'm trying to remember who was from Candor.
Yeah. Well, it always said up there, a sign hanging down, Candor, North Carolina.
How about that?
I always went there, but I switch around. But I'm telling you, these peaches from Sugar Land, I've been getting here in the past couple weeks, are fantastic. And the lady's name is Cindy.
Get along on, Cindy.
Get along. Are you familiar?
Almost it. No, I can't sing. That's all I can sing.
Get along on, Cindy.
All right, so up in the market shop, so let's get down to the food here.
Yes, sir.
The bread up there and the coffee, the Rufus dogs. I mean, we gotta get down to the business here.
Yes, we got all the fresh baked beds with cinnamon and raisins and sweet icing. And then they have the ice cream and milkshakes and lemonade.
Oh, they got milkshakes there?
Yeah, they got milkshakes. Same place where you can get your raisin bread there at Market Bay.
Oh, that's right. Well, they got the ice cream. Of course they would. How about that? And Apple Jacks.
Apple Jacks, Peach Jacks.
Yeah, well, the same folks, too, Billy, that do the Rufus Dog right across from them, they have a new Slurpee-type thing. And I tried one the other day, and they're fantastic.
Oh, there
they
goes
have
a,
several new drinks.
There goes yeah. a. Is that a Malamute?
He's seeing a puppy dog.
That is a pretty puppy.
That won't behave itself.
I think it's a Malamute because it's kind of a bigger bone.
Hey, Billy, it's all gone to the dogs out here.
I tell you, we got some dogs. We got the dogs.
But you know where I'm talking about, right across from the hot dog stand.
I do.
The same people. They've got about six different kind of drinks, and they're like I call them slushy like, very good.
We have some little bit of bad news to have us this week. Mike Hanlon, who works at 321,
is right.
The manager, wears white framing glasses a lot of time.
Uh-huh.
Really good with those workers. He passed away.
Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry.
And today, 321 Coffee is giving all their proceeds to his GoFundMe page or to help the cost of that, as well as Crispy Pop, the same place Bruce was just talking about where he has this slushy drink. All their proceeds will also go to Mike Hanlon. So.
Oh, well, I'll make it a point to be there. It's a hot dog day, Rufus.
It's hot dog day and also the slushy.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And 3-2, what, 3? I had iced coffee there, which they can make if you want it.
They can.
I didn't realize that.
Yes.
That's good. Well, that's popular, especially this time of year. I used to have a friend who drank iced coffee year-round. Had a big old cup of it, plastic cup. It also had a little bourbon in it.
Well, oh, my goodness. Well,
and he drank the bourbon and the coffee year-round.
Absent the bourbon, when I go to the farmer's market restaurant, they know when I come in I want iced decaf coffee with 3 creams in it.
3 creams? You kind of lose the flavor, don't you?
They've always been trained. And it's it's like drinking a thin milkshake.
You need to get some espresso or something to counteract that.
Well, I used to drink that. I'd drink a cup of coffee when I was in law school.
Did you drink with a demitasse?
Oh, no, I don't even know what that would look like. I can't say the word.
Oh, yeah. Me.
And wouldn't try to spell
what about,
it.
What about you, Billy? You got any demitasse at home?
Now, he looks like a demitasse man to me.
A little TDT cup, coffee cup, yeah.
I do. I keep my
doggone right, man's got China.
I keep my pink nail nice and shine, but when I hope everybody can see me in my little teacup.
Tell them about it. Tell them about it there, Billy. So, yeah, a lot of things, in the, remarkable things in the market shops for you to choose from. And you can have a great time in there and kind of go back in time, because it's always been like an old country store to me.
Yeah.
Now, let's go to the Farmer's Market Restaurant, because I feel like some sausage and biscuits. I don't want sausage gravy like Rufus eats, but I want sausage and biscuits, link sausage.
Right.
I believe today I'm going to go with today's special, which is Nelson's chili with a grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Paul, do you have any preference for breakfast this morning?
Any kind of, you know, ham biscuit, sausage biscuit, anything like
they
that.
They got ham. Yeah. Boy, I'll tell you, they got some big ham out there. And if you want hotcakes, pancakes, I'm the biggest ones I've ever seen.
Mm.
Well, I'm going to have to confess that if you want to go overboard, be a glutton.
Yeah, you can do it there.
Gravy and sausage gravy with the biscuits, and it overflows the plate.
How much do you get on you? On your
shirt?
Oh,
about a third of it on me. I wear a bib.
They should include bibs. I should bring one with me, because I always get stuff on my shirt or pants one. Billy, the seafood restaurant's about the same way. You can just overdose there on seafood.
Yeah, my hat's off to anybody working to eat a whole plate of that food.
I know.
Yeah. Ooh. And you know, when you go to the seafood restaurant, you're going to take home at least another meal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, Supersod is there. I know that a couple of the zoysia lawns in my neighborhood, the sod came from Supersod, and it is gorgeous this year, especially after the rain. It just really, really took off. Has a, I'm not sure which varieties, but they have a deep, deep green. And so I'm you know, if you really are serious about a lawn, then you should go to Supersod and let them fix you up. You got to have full sun, or at least 6 hours of sun, and you know, do it that way. Do it the right way. Fescue is fine if you got a good sprinkler system or patience or like reseeding every year. But turf specialist, I think Paul call it temporary grass, just like the rye down here. So.
Yeah, the warm season grasses, zoysia, centipede, Bermuda, those are viable choices for a lot of North Carolina. Yeah.
They're working on it, but you still need the sun. Mm-hmm. Need 6 hours of sun for it to really look good.
Absolutely,
it might grow. So you got all of that and more at the State Farmers Market, Billy. Always great talking to you.
I've got two things coming up.
What do you got coming up?
I've got the blood drive will be August 7th from 9:30 to 12. And then August 9th, we're having Watermelon Day. And we're going to have that large watermelon cocktail.
That sounds right up our alley, Rufus. We love watermelon.
Well, you and Rufus come out here, I need some help picking up these 150-pound watermelons.
I don't know about picking up. I think backhoe will do that fine, Billy. I don't think you need to be wrenching our backs with such stuff. I hope you have a wonderful day, my friend.
You too. And y'all come see us.
We shall. Thank you, Billy.
Yes, sir.
Well, we just heard from my assistant, Cheryl Mattingly, and she says, what's with all the dogs?
Well, that's just where this show has come to, Cheryl.
It's gone to the dogs.
It's gone to the dogs. I hate to. Well, I love dogs. Everybody loves dogs.
And I want you to know it wasn't your fault.
And they have
that I went to the station this morning instead of the fairgrounds, Jim Graham building.
It wasn't Cheryl's fault. It wasn't my fault.
It wasn't Michael's fault, because I have the text from Michael about state fairgrounds.
Yeah.
He had the wrong building, but they told him the wrong building. So
no, they didn't tell me the wrong building. I just didn't do my homework.
So, Cheryl, you must not beat yourself about the head and shoulders.
No, she.
You don't have to wear a sackcloth.
She's not worried about that. She's worried about why we're out here in among the dogs.
Right.
Well, we seem to be right next to the holding area for one of the competitions, and I've kind of been watching. And
I think they want to run.
What they're doing is they've got the dogs running off of a platform and seeing how far they can go.
Oh, I did not know.
And they land in a pool.
Oh, I see them now.
So
yeah,
it's pretty neat, actually, to watch. There's a lot to see out here. And
when you get bored, you have been to watch the dogs instead of listening to us? That's great, Paul.
And now I'm going to, oh, by the way, while I've got to talk about Cheryl, she and I and Big John and Fat Leg,
good.
Are going to the Motown concert tonight at the Civic Center.
Uh-huh.
Going to hear those great things like the Platters, Sherelles.
Yeah.
We'll have a wonderful time.
All right, well, don't dance now. Don't get up there.
If I get out in that aisle a little bit, I'm going to do a little dancing.
Fat legging yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, Richard is in Raleigh. Richard, you must have heard that pun.
Oh, yeah.
That Steve gave us, and you wanted to top him, right?
Oh, yeah. And to follow up, just remember those young soldiers in the infantry he referred to always serve under general orders.
Oh. Well, you're getting off slow, but go ahead.
And promise us one thing, that you'll stay out of the doghouse today.
Oh, we've already discussed the doghouse. We're in there up to our ears. We got some dogs.
Oh, yeah. It's easy to get into.
It's like the episode of the Andy Griffith Show when he comes storming through the door and jumping all over Barney or Otis.
And
we got them. They're raring to go. They want to run. They want to compete. I tell you, that little Malamute puppy was cute. He was a little bigger puppy, but he was still cute. Yeah. So what you got going on, Richard?
Well, and just to follow up on the super sod, now they have on their website an area calculator tool.
Oh, good idea.
So you'll know approximately how much they have an aerial photograph, and you just type in your address to get to your location, and you just draw a polygon and close it. And unless you're under trees, it just gives you a really general ballpark area, so you know about how much of what to order.
Everybody know what a polygon is?
I'm absent on that. I know Pollyanna.
Explain what a polygon is. I didn't do well in geometry.
What is a polygon, Richard?
Well, that's a multi-angled closed figure.
Well, I know some people like that.
Yeah, tell me more.
Like a pentagon or
okay,
all right,
octagon.
All right.
That was a soap brand.
Well, how does one differentiate between the pentagon and the polygon?
Well,
a lot of generals.
There's only one pentagon, but you wouldn't want any more.
Okay.
Not to have
polygon. All right. Well, you got your polygon there on the website, and what happens?
And it tells you how many square feet you have. So if you need to order a product from them, then you can do the simple math yourself.
Well, I'd have to get my wife to do the simple math.
Just remember the ciphering and the gazintas.
Ciphering and gazintas I can do, can't you, Rufus? They did that in the mountains.
All day long. What about for dummies like me? Would they come out and look at it and tell you what you need, Richard?
I'm not sure. I'm sure they could.
They probably cost you extra.
Greenbacks. Yeah. That bring that. That's a beautiful golden retriever there. That's a perfectly formed golden retriever. Just the right size.
Well, also, in this warm weather, I found that Lowe's and Home Depot have some wonderful cooling. And Rufus was referring to the cooling fans. And these are sleeves that you can soak down with water. They have neck bandanas you can soak down with water, anything to avoid heat-related disease.
Yeah, that's right. So, you need a spray bottle and the fan, Rufus.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got it all except that.
Well, I carry them in the vehicle in case you're stranded on the road. And
we could get you a holster.
Yeah.
You can carry some Gatorade and all that stuff. They have a place for your fan, place for the squirt bottle and the Gatorade and your shears or.
Well, have you heard of the thing that goes around your neck, Richard? I've not tried it. It came in my package.
Yep.
But it goes around my neck.
I've got so one.
Thank don't you, hang yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Richard, we got to go, by the way.
Okay.
We got to go to the news. But thank you so much, my friend. Always nice hearing from you.
All right. Y'all have a great one.
Yes, sir.
Stay out of the doghouse.
Well, we're there.
Be the kind of person your dog thinks you are.
Well, that's for the end
exactly.
Of the show.
Y'all have a great one. Thanks for being right. There for us.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Yeah, we'll be back more to hear about Rufus's fan in a moment here on the WPTF Weekend Gardener.